Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the right choice. The right choice. Think about the number of choices we have to make just in the average course of our day. We have to decide what clothes to wear, what foods to eat. We may even decide where we're going to go for entertainment or who we may go and visit and call upon today. We have choices that we make all the time. If the phone rings, you got to choose whether or not to answer it because you don't know whether you want to talk to that person or not. Well, choices have a relevance in our spiritual lives as well. And the good thing about it is God has made some choices for us. Did you know, my friends and neighbors, that we didn't choose God? He chose us. We only accepted him, but he chose us. Remember the Bible says in John 15 and 16, "You have not chosen me," Jesus said, "but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring much fruit and that your fruit should remain and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." This is what Jesus said to us. He said, first and foremost, that we didn't choose him. He chose us. Isn't it great to know, my friends and neighbors, that you've been chosen by God? That of all the choices you had to make today, choosing God was not one of them. You've accepted him into your heart because he made that choice. And you said, you know what? I'm going to be a part of the kingdom. Well, there are a few things that happen to us when we accept Christ into our lives. A few things that happen to us when we recognize that we've been chosen by God. I'm going to give them to you in the choice acronym, and I hope we have a chance to finish this today. That C says that when I've been chosen by God, he has increased my capacity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, capacity just means I can hold more, I can do more, I can accomplish more. We're oftentimes familiar with the prayer of Jabez when he says, "Lord, bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." That just means increase my capacity. God increases my capacity. He tells us in John 15 and 5 that he is divine and we are the branches, and if we live in him, we'll bring forth much fruit. But then he noticed something in John 15 and 5. He says, "For without me, we can do nothing." But when we discover in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, my friends, we can bear much fruit with him and no fruit without him. We can do all things with him and nothing without him. So when we accept Christ, and we are actually acknowledging that our capacity has been filled. Do you realize, my friends and neighbors, there's nothing that you can't do, nothing that you can't accomplish, no thing that's too hard for you to get with God on your side? He's increased our capacity. What else does he do, my friends and neighbors? The great thing about being chosen by God is it increases my harmony. We can never underestimate the importance of peace. There are many people who are struggling right now with addictions and depressions and despondency and anger and resentment and heartache and hardship. My friends and neighbors, when we accept Christ into our lives, he gives us a peace that passes all understanding, as we discover in Philippians chapter 4. He even said in John 14 and 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Then we discover in Isaiah 26 and 3 that God will keep us in perfect peace as long as our minds are stayed on him because we trust in him. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you today to think about the beautiful aspect, the underrated qualities and components of peace. Are you peaceful right now? Have you accepted the fact that Jesus chose you? Have you said, you know what, I'm going to be at peace? You know, I was watching one time the NFL draft, and again, the players don't choose the teams. The team chooses a player. And when the team says that they've selected this particular player, they have to go up on the stage and they hold up the jersey and take a picture with the owner and all that good stuff. Well, that's what happens when God chooses us. The families, and then that family of that person has been selected. They're happy. They're crying tears of joy. Everything is wonderful. My friends and neighbors, can I tell you that when God is on our side and we've accepted that selection that he's made with us, there's a peace that comes over us. Forgiveness replaces grudges and happiness replaces hatred. hatred and love replaces all the other components that did not look like or seem like God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has something great in store for us. It's called harmony. The other thing that happens when God chooses us, it also makes us obligated. Now, when I say obligated, I don't mean bound like a slave is to a master. No, I mean obligated and constrained by the deep love that we've got for God. Obligated to serve, to love, and to give. Remember when Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9 and 16, "Woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel." In other words, he was saying, listen, I want to do this. It's in me so much, I have to let it out. Remember the Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 that we should preach the word when it's convenient and when it's not. And don't forget Jeremiah 20 and 9 when he said, I said I would not speak anymore, but his word in my heart was as a burning fire shut up in my bones. My friends and neighbors, have you ever been in a position where you just had to tell somebody about the goodness of God? Let me testify personally, my friends and neighbors, because there are days that I say, well, I won't host a podcast today. But then just like Jeremiah, there's a fire on the inside that says, no, I got to say something good about the God that I serve. Do people recognize, my friends and neighbors, how good God is to you? Do they recognize how their lives would be changed if they simply made the choice or they accepted the choice and said, you know what? I'm going to accept what Christ has done for me. I'm going to receive this free gift called salvation. They're going to want, my friends and neighbors, to be just like what they've seen God do in your life. They're going to want it for them, but it comes because we've got an obligation to share and spread the good news of this gospel. My friends and neighbors, I thought I would finish, but today I will not. And that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.